to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 25. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 25, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's word. Begin reading in verse number 23. 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, and verse number 23. The Bible says, "And Joash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Bethshemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now, after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish, but they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah." I want you to take notice of what the Bible says in verse number 27. It says, "After the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord." And I want to preach this morning on the danger of turning away from following the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your blessed salvation, your wondrous mercy, your grace that's so touched our lives. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be faithful to thee. We want to thank you for your faithfulness to us. I thank you, Lord, that you promised to meet with us as we gather together here. Lord, we need you to help us today. We need your unction, your divine enabling. I need it. I can't do this without you. So, Lord, I'm praying for the power of the Spirit of God to be real. Lord, to indwell me. And, Lord, to use me. And, Lord, I pray that we'll hear from heaven. I pray that our hearts will be stirred to serve you in a greater way. Thank you for what we've already seen, heard, and what you've blessed us with. But now, Lord, as we look into thy word, I pray that you'll use it to help us to go further for thee. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. One of the most difficult things, I think, in life, especially in the ministry, is to get a believer to see the cost of turning away from serving the Lord. The Bible teaches us that once we're saved, we've been born into the family of God. We belong to a new family, and I'm glad of that. Aren't you? It's good to be saved. It's good to know that heaven's going to be our home. And the Bible says in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, it says, "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." And I'm telling you today, it's good to be a part of the household of God. It's good to be a part of the family of God. It's good to know that heaven's going to be my home, that salvation is sure, and that salvation is complete when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible goes on and says that even our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We belong to the Lord, and we're part of His family, and we need to live for God. And we belong to this great company of believers, and we're to be separated, we're to be set apart, and we're no more to be a part of this world as far as the worldliness and the worldly things. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. We've heard that many, many times, haven't we? We've heard how we live in this world, but we're not of this world. But there's always this problem of Christians turning away from following the Lord. Now, when we look at the life of Amaziah, we see some wonderful things. The Bible says in verse number 2 of this same chapter, the Bible says, "He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord." So we see that here's a man that was doing the right things. He was doing that which was right in the sight of God. I believe this man knew the Lord and had an understanding of the things of God. He didn't do it with a perfect heart, the Bible says, but he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. In other words, he had God's approval on his life. But verse number 27 tells us a sad story. The Bible says in verse number 27 that there was a time that Amaziah did turn away from following after the Lord. And turning away from God cost this man so much in his life. And I want you to know today that as Christians, if we turn away from following the Lord, there is a price to pay. There is consequences. There are consequences to not doing with our life what God wants us to do. But first of all, you have to know that you belong to the Lord. First of all, you have to understand that you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must believe that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. And by faith, trust Christ and Christ alone. And once you've done that, God has a plan and God has a purpose for your life. God wants you to walk for Him and talk for Him and live for Him and do with your life His will. And if we don't do that, we're not going to have the life that God wants us to have. We're not going to have the victorious Christian life. God wants us to live in victory. We sing the song, "Oh, victory in Jesus," but sometimes we walk around with the mully grubs and the clabber jaw and we think that life is miserable. But I want you to know, life for the Lord is the greatest life that there could be. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, trying to please Him in all that we do. May that be our prayer and may that be our life, living for Him and serving Him. There's three things in this chapter today that I'd like for us to look at. And we see this as part of Amaziah turning away from serving the Lord. First of all, I want you to see the broken vows that he made. The broken vows that he had. Amaziah, the Bible teaches us in verse number 1, he was only 25 years old when he began to reign. And he was determined to do that which was right according to God's word. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 4. It says, "But he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses." So he was trying to observe God and to observe God's word and do that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He started out right, but he didn't finish right. And I want you to know today that you may start out right and you may start out as a ball of fire and you may do a lot of great things, but it's how you finish is how you're going to be remembered. It's how you end up is how you're going to be remembered. Oh, King Saul in the Old Testament, he started out great, didn't he? He started out wonderful. The Bible teaches us that he was little in his own sight. He was head and shoulders above everybody in stature, but he didn't think much of himself. He was little in his own sight. He said, "I come from a family. I'm not worthy to be named king." But there was a day when he got the power and he got control and he began to think himself something and he turned away from God. And as he turned away from God, you know what we talk about now? We talk about how wicked old Saul was, don't we? We talk about how he ended up. We don't talk about how he started. Well, there's a lot of Christians today, a lot of people that have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven's going to be their home, but they've turned away from following the Lord. Dear friends, it's a dangerous thing. We see the broken vows. He started out. He said, "I'm going to do that which is right. I'm going to do according to the writings of Moses." And God blessed old King Amaziah. But boy, how easy it was to forget where his power and to forget where his blessing came from. And he broke his vow. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 14. It says, "Now it came to pass..." Now it came to pass after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites that he brought the gods of the children of Seir and set them up to be his gods and bowed down himself before them and burned incense unto them. This man of God was like a lot of people, a lot of God's people today. This man of God was like a lot of people. They started out with the promise to live for God. Boy, they started out saying, "I'll do with my life what you want me to do, Lord. I'll trust and obey. I'll follow you. Wherever you lead, I'll follow. I'll do everything with my life." And it goes well. But there comes a time when a lot of Christians just seem to turn away from following the Lord. Many of us could think of people like that today. They started out living for God and doing this and to remember what God had done for them. But seemingly, how easy it is for them to forget how good God's been. Don't ever forget it. Remind yourself every day of the grace of God. Remind yourself every day of where we deserve to be. Remind ourselves every day of what God has wrought in our life, how we deserve to be in hell, but we have the assurance of heaven. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget what God brought you from and what God's taken you to. Don't ever forget how you were in darkness, but He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Oh, maybe you ought to make a prayer list, or maybe you ought to make just a list of reminders every day and write down, this is what God's done for me. And if you begin to write it, you'll need a notebook. You start thinking about all the blessings of God. Oh, Amaziah forgot, didn't he? He started out saying, I'm going to do that which is right. I'm going to do what's written in the book of the law of Moses. I'm going to follow God and I'm going to follow His word. I'm making this promise. But then he goes and he goes to this place to Seir, and he brings back the gods of this world, the gods of this other people, and he brings them up and he sets them up and he bows down to them. You say, I'd never do that. But we do it with our lives so many times. We don't continue serving God. We don't do with our life what God wants us to do. Sometimes it's our jobs we bow down to. Sometimes it's our children we bow down to. Sometimes, now this is going to sound crazy, it's our church. We get so busy in church work we forget to do the Lord's work. Right? We need to be faithful to the Lord and doing with our life what God's will is. And by the way, if you're doing with your life God's will, the work of the church will get done. The work at home will get done. Sometimes it's a spouse. I believe we ought to adore our spouses. I believe we ought to love them and tenderly care for them. But dear friends, they should never come before the Lord. Oh, Amaziah, what a man. I look at his life and I see how he had made these vows to do that which was right in the sight of the Lord. How he made this vow that he did what was written in the law of the book of Moses. And he started out right and he started out with the promise. And it looked like this was going to be one of those kings, didn't it? You know, there's a lot of bad kings, but there's a few good kings. You can count them just about on one hand. There's not many good kings if you start reading the book of Kings and Chronicles and read even parts of Samuel. You'll see there's not many good kings that were ever a part of it all, of Israel and of Judah. And you begin to see this man, Amaziah, and you think, here's one of them. He's starting out right. No doubt these people began to think, boy, this is a good one. He's doing the things that are right. But then something got into him, didn't it? And he broke his vow. He turned away from following the Lord. Think of homes that started out right. Husbands and wives pray together and serve the Lord together and seem like, boy, it's so good. Made a vow and commitment to people in front of people. And then something happens and something gets in and something destroys, and boy, there's such a danger in turning away from following God. And I tell you, I've seen some of the greatest people in the world have to go through some of the most difficult things because one, sometimes both, of the spouses left the Lord out. Don't let that happen to you. Live for God. Serve the Lord. Do with your life what God wants you to do. Place your life right in the center of God's will and nail it down and say, I'm not moving from God's will. I'm just going to go where God's will takes me. I'm going to take this step. And as God sheds light, I'm going to take this step. And as God sheds light, I'm going to take this step. I'm making my promise to God, but make it every day. Get up every day reminding yourself of what God has done and live your life for God. Live that day for God and allow God to work in your life and through your life. Think of men and women that have made vows and the Lord's blessed them with a good job. Oh Lord, if you give me this, I'll tithe, I'll do this, I'll do that. And God gave them a good job and now they're not even in church. We can all think of people like that, can't we? I'll never forget, I heard this story, and this story was told to me to be a true story. That there was a man that was making a good amount of money, and he went to his pastor, you know, and he said, I love this. This is great. He's making like $40,000-$50,000 a year, and he was tithing on that $40,000-$50,000 a year, and all of a sudden, I mean, the business just took off, and he started getting promoted, and he started making way up into triple digits, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You know, if you make $40,000-$50,000 a year, then tithes, offerings, things like that's pretty good. But you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, them tithes go way up if you're right with the Lord, right? So he goes to the preacher and he says, preacher, I don't know what to do. He said, I just don't feel right about giving all this money to the church. It's a lot of money. The church don't need all that money, you know. Making $600,000 a year, his tithe, just the bottom line, no doubt, $60,000. That's a lot of money to give to a church. I don't know anybody around here that makes that kind of money. But anyway, I wish somebody did, right? If they tithe. So he goes and he said, I don't know what to do. And you know, I said, I just don't feel right about giving all this money to the church. It's just a lot of money going into a church. And you know, we're a smaller church and I don't know what to do about it. I'm just perplexed. Preacher said, let's pray. And he began to pray. He said, dear Lord, would you take old Mr. Jones's salary back down to $50,000 a year so he won't feel so bad about giving all this money to the church? Mr. Jones got up and said, all right, I'll go ahead and tithe on what I've got, you know? So you start thinking about it. Look, just obey God. We make vows to God and we make promises to God. It's not about money. I'm not talking about money. It's about our life. You say, I want to give my life to doing what the Lord wants me to do. And a lot of us, we start out like a ball of fire. I see people get saved and they start out, I mean, you think this is going to be somebody that's going to serve the Lord. And then something gets in their eyes. Sometimes it's a relationship. Sometimes it's finances. Sometimes it's just plain out sin. And it destroys them. Amaziah started out good. Can I say something to you today? You want to be remembered for following God? It's how you finish. That's how you're going to be remembered. It's not about how you started. It's not about the great things you do. Don't put an asterisk by your name. I've heard so many people say, boy, there was a time when they served the Lord. But something happened. I don't know what it was. Be one of those with no asterisk. Be one of those who said, boy, that was a man that served God all his life. There's a woman that served the Lord with her life. I've heard people say, you know, that lady didn't have much. Her house was just a little old shack. Her house wasn't much. She didn't have a whole lot of this. She didn't have a lot of the world's good, but she sure did serve the Lord. She lived her life for God. She honored God with her life because she made a vow and she stuck to it. Not only do we see broken vows, I want you to see something else that happens when you turn away from following the Lord. Broken walls. Notice what the Bible says. Amaziah, he was just so confident, there's no doubt, here in this chapter, that he didn't have anything to worry about, he thought, because the great walls around that city were security for him. But notice what the Bible says in verse number 23. The Bible says, and Joash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoash, at Bethshemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem. And look here, and break down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. The sad truth is a lot of Christians have been blessed of God to maybe get a few things in their life and maybe have been blessed of God to have an eye, and then they have an idea that they can just live however they want to live and do whatever they want to do and be whatever they want to be. But that wall, it was not so big that it can't be broken down here. But I want you to know, the thing that you're putting your faith in and your hope in and your trust in, it's not so big it can't be broken down. If you think that it's money that's going to get you through, if you think it's this that's going to get you through, it's only God's going to carry you through the storms of life. Sometimes we get so settled in our security that we lose what God has for us. Well, you know, I'm once saved, always saved. Well, I believe the Bible says we have eternal life and everlasting. It never says once saved, always saved. It says we have eternal life. Use that term. There's power in those words, and I like that. I can never be lost because I have everlasting life. But I can't allow the security that I have to settle me down to where I don't do what God wants me to do. I can't get so secure in my salvation that I don't live my life for the Lord, or there's great danger. Look, if you're saved today, heaven's going to be your home. We'll shout in heaven together, there's no doubt about it. But dear friends, your life can be destroyed down here. And that wall of security can be broken down. If you think you can just go live your life and leave God out, turn away from the Lord, you're wrong. We're going to have to learn to serve God and to live for God and to do with our life God's will. We want to be happy, don't we? We want to live for the Lord and allow God to work in our lives. Well, I'm going to tell you, what we got to do. We got to live for God every day. I mean, I'm talking about not just every little bit, not just off again, on again, not just here, not just there. I'm talking about every day we need to be living for God. And we can have the blessings of God in our life. It's not, I'm not talking about all the world's goods. I'm talking about the blessings of peace, the blessings of joy, the blessings of happiness that only comes from God. We must live our life for God. You say, well, preacher, I've allowed sin to come in my life. Get it right. Confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive. Look, we have a God that's able. We need to realize that there's people that have had successful businesses and those walls have been broken down because they left God out. There's people that have seen the walls of great successful positions broken down because they neglected the Word of God and the work of God and they mocked the things of God. We've seen happy families broken down because they left God out. Let's just determine we're going to live for God. If we've not been doing it from this day forward, we're going to launch out and we're going to live for God and we're going to do with our life what God wants us to do. We're not going to worry about what anybody else thinks. Last Sunday night I preached on if we're going to do what God wants to do, we have to do what? Die. Die to self. And that way when we're witness to others and they make fun of us, it won't hurt us and it won't bother us because we're dead. I said last Sunday night, I wish we were all dead. And I said, you won't hear that from many preachers. But I'm not talking about dead physically. I'm talking about being dead to self. And then when we're dead to self and we're living for the Lord, then God will take our life and He'll make out of it what He wants to make out of it. So many of us, we get so settled. Look, I'm glad I'm saved. And I'm glad I know that heaven's going to be my home. And I'm glad nothing can take that away from me. But the truth of the matter is I want to have some rewards to cast at the feet of the Lord. I want to have something when I go to heaven to give back to Him. I want souls to be there because of the life that I've lived and because of the witness that I've given, because of being faithful to the Lord. And I want you to know, I've not done much with my life. I'm 41 years old and I feel like a lot of those years have been wasted. Oh, I've preached the gospel, but I've not done everything that God wants me to do. And God's worked in my heart. God's worked in my life. And I just want to see God work the rest of my days. And I want to accomplish with the rest of my life whatever it is He has for me. You don't have to be a preacher to have that, by the way. If you're saved, we ought to have a desire to serve the Lord. We don't want the wall to be broken down, the security that we're thinking about. We don't want to just sit in that security and think it's all right. We can live as we please. No, we can't. God has been so good to bless us and to give us so much since we've been saved. We need to look around and see all that God's done for us. We don't want that wall broken down. Look, God can take things away from us if we don't live for Him. There's a danger in turning from following after the Lord. And we're going to have to see that. I talk to people all the time and say, well, yeah, I'm a Christian. But there is absolutely no evidence in their life that they're saved. Now, they could be saved. I'm not the judge of that. But there's no evidence. And I begin to think, you know, how can you live like that? How can you say the words that you say and laugh at the things you laugh at? The only answer is if they're saved, is they've turned away from following after the Lord. That's a sad life, isn't it? You remember when we used to walk away from people telling jokes? I remember when the beer commercials started coming out and they were so very funny. I remember my house, every time one came on, we flipped the channel. Every time. You know what happens? You kind of just get used to it. And you go ahead and laugh at it. What do we say? The funniest commercials on TV, right? Old Vance Haddner said, he preached a message on getting used to the dark. You ever go into a dark room? Boy, you walk in at first, you can't see anything, can you? It's dark. But the longer you're in there and the more your eyes adjust, you get used to it. You can start seeing around. You know what's happened? Gotten used to the dark. A lot of Christians are getting used to the dark. We don't need to let that happen. We don't need to let that happen. Broken vows, broken walls, Third thing, broken lives. There's a danger in turning away from following the Lord. There's a danger. The Bible has shown us something in the life of Amaziah that we need to take note of. There's a price to pay when we turn from the Lord. Verse number 23, we see that Amaziah lost his power. Verse number 24, we see that he lost his possessions. But I want you to see verse 27, he lost his life. There is the way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the Bible teaches us in James that we're enticed of our own lusts. And then as we give in to that lust, then we sin. And as we sin, sin brings forth death. We'll never be sinless in this world and in this flesh. But I want you to know, if you turn away from following after the Lord, you can shorten your days. Your life could be a broken vessel, sitting on the potter's shelf, unable to be used, because your life's broken. Even the most tragic of circumstances. Look, I've seen families broken up, but I've seen the spouse doing right. I've seen them go on and serve God and do with their life what God wants them to do. We answer individually to God. In other words, you're not going to answer for your spouse, and your spouse is not going to answer for you, or you're not going to answer for an ex-husband or an ex-wife. You're going to answer for yourself. Just because something like that's happened in your life and there's been something tragic take place doesn't mean you can't keep on serving the Lord. I get so sick of churches looking at people like they're less because it's not a husband and a wife that walks through the door. I believe we serve God as individuals. The choices Amaziah made was his choice for his life. He had a position of great power, but he turned away from following the Lord. And we're talking about him today. What a wasted life. But I want you to know, if he would have continued doing the things that were right in the sight of God, we would have been talking about what a great life. What a wonderful life. Here it is, the year 2008. I'm pastoring a church. I'm preaching a sermon to you today. And hopefully I'll just continue preaching and living for the Lord and doing what God wants me to do. And at the end of my life, somebody can say, he lived his days for the Lord. But I want you to know, I know the weakness of my flesh. And if I don't surrender my life every day to God, there could be a day where I die. And you could be standing in front of my casket and you can say, he failed at the end. I don't want that to happen to you. There's a fear in my life about that. I'm too weak. I'm not able to do this on my own. I have to trust God with my life. And I have to give my life to God every day and just say, God, I want to do with my life what you want me to do. And I want to die to self today so I can live for you. Oh God, may I be real for you. And may I not turn away from following you. And when you bring somebody in my path, may I be faithful to tell them about Jesus. May they see something in me that's real that'll make them want what I have. God only knows how many lives are broken today that could have been happy and serving the Lord and dedicated to Christ. Every one of us can think of people right now that you knew that somebody that stood for God. You can personally think of somebody that stood for God and they were blessed of the Lord, but they turned away and their life's broken. Every one of us can think of somebody like that. You may be sitting here thinking, that's me. I want you to know there's a God in heaven that can mend broken lives. Can take the wounds that this world has hurled at you, and he can give you a balm from Gilead that'll help to heal those wounds and make you to where you can serve God again. We've all had our problems in this life, but God's able to heal us and to mend us. He's able to mend those broken hearts. Oh, I don't want to be like Amaziah. I don't want to be like him. I want to live my life for the Lord. It's not God's will for any of His children to turn away. When we do, it grieves the very heart of God, and it hinders the work of Christ being done, and it brings sorrow to life. Oh, Lord, help us. Are you living for the Lord? Are you following God? That's the question. Are you following the Lord right now? If the Lord Jesus were to return today, would you be following Him with your life? That's all that matters. You don't have to answer to me. You have to answer to the Lord. Are you following the Lord? The Bible says, they break down the walls of Jerusalem, and He took all the gold and all the silver. We're just inviting trouble when we turn away from following the Lord. There's a real danger. What are you doing with your life? Are you living for God? Are you using what God has given you for Him? Don't turn away from following the Lord. Live for Him. Witness to others. Be involved in your church. And go to Sunday school. Sing in the choir if you can sing. And be faithful to services. And be faithful to the things that God would have to be faithful to. Help accomplish God's purpose in the church and in the lives of others. Don't turn away from following the Lord. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We live our lives day by day, but so many of us just throw them away. When all is finished and said and done, what we've done with Christ is all that's going to matter. We need to see that. We don't come back in another life. We've got now. This day, this moment, this hour. I know this is a serious message, but we're at a serious hour. There's a crisis in our world. And if somebody don't take a stand and something doesn't turn around, I want you to know this world's in great trouble. May it start with us doing God's will with our lives. Let's pray. Father, we know You love us. There's no doubt that You love us. You gave Your Son to die on the cross of Calvary for our sins. You suffered, You bled, You died. Now, Lord, we've trusted You. There may be those here today that's never trusted You, and I pray that You've worked in their life. I know I've preached to believers today. But Lord, I pray for those that are here that doesn't have the peace and assurance.